Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us on this St. Patrick's Day, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Mike.
And to you too, David.
All right. Very well done. Very well done. Well, this first story, obviously, one tragic and keeps developing, and that's the apartment complex fire over in Schenectady, and even a state of emergency at this point because those buildings aren't safe.
Yeah, there are a few new developments in that March 6th fire that destroyed two apartment buildings, killed at least four people, and left more than 40 people homeless. After the Schenectady County District Attorney's Office had subpoenaed code enforcement records relating to some recent city inspections, the city's Corporation Council has now termed the investigation a criminal investigation. And meanwhile, Mayor Gary McCarthy has declared a state of emergency for some of the streets around the fire, which is right across the street from City Hall, citing deterioration of the buildings, which left them in imminent danger of collapse. And that status will run through this weekend as the city moves closer to demolish what remains of the structures. Our Schenectady columnist Marv Cermak reports today that city officials are expecting that to cost between $400,000 and $500,000. Meanwhile, the Schenectady Foundation, which is a local philanthropic group, is seated with $10,000, a fund for the families affected and the residents of the building that are left homeless, and they're looking for more contributions. They have a website, SchenectadyFoundation.org, with all the details. And the investigation into the fire is continuing, and they're still haven't said whether they believe they found all the victims of the fire in the wreckage. So that's an ongoing story that's been going on for a week and a half and continues.
Another story you're following is a melee that took place at the Washington Armory in Albany, where six people were stabbed. There was an assault. More troubles have come down for them.
Yeah, a couple of things there. The State Liquor Authority now has removed their liquor license, which makes it very difficult for the venue to operate and hold music events. The owners had canceled some of the upcoming concerts after that riot that happened during a concert last week. And now it looks like other groups that were planning to do their shows there, like Aqua, which is an electronic music group that uses water and lights, et cetera, was going to have their launch at the Armory on April 10th. And they're looking for another venue in Albany, and other concert promoters are looking for other venues. So the owners are trying to resolve issues about security. The state has to authorize that. The city is pressing them to make sure they have proper security before they would allow them to resume the concert. So things are shut down when it comes to the music shows anyway at the Washington Avenue Armory. They can have other events like athletic events, but it does put them in a bind.
We've been speaking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, as always, thank you.
Thank you, David.